This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my God, I don't even know who I am or what my life would be without you. And that is the ride of a lifetime. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I am here with my wife, Lisa Bilyeu, the most amazing woman I've ever encountered in my life. And today we are gonna be talking about whether relationships should be work or if they should just be chemistry. Is this woman amazing? And that's what we're all coasting on? Or has she become amazing through a bunch of hard work? And with that, what's our question?
All right. How much should one work on their relationship and how much should there be chemistry?
That's interesting. So that's a slight variation on where I thought we were going. So to me, the answer is yes. You should absolutely work on your relationship nonstop, constantly, every day, forever. And it should be the most enjoyable endeavor of your life because you should only be in a relationship with somebody with whom you have chemistry. Now, chemistry will change over time and it goes from like that red hot drug-like, you know, this is like that sort of physical like thing into that becomes one of the gears that you have. And recognizing that the joy of a long relationship is that you end up with all these different gears that you can shift in from I'm crumbling emotionally and I need support. I have just had this amazing victory and to share it with you and to be in that like moment with you like makes it tenfold. There is just, hey, I have a question about life and I need somebody that might have an insight. There is hot, fiery chemistry. There's all of it. And as you see the way that nature plays this extraordinary trick where you go from this one gear of like, yo, you're hot, to, oh my God, I don't even know who I am or what my life would be without you. And that is the ride of a lifetime. So to me, it's both. You don't get that broad set unless you're willing to grind the gears, make mistakes, figure it out, work together to, I don't know how this became a car analogy, but like work to figure out how to drive that. And where are we going and how are we going to get there? And what kind of car do we want to drive? You know what I mean? Mm. What color should the upholstery be? So it's all of that stuff. It's part of the fun. It can be a total pain in the ass. Like there are a number of hours that we have spent having conversations I think neither of us wanted to have because they make you feel emotions you don't want to feel or they're tedious, but oh my God, are they rewarding?
Mm. It's like the same thing when we've spoken recently about like love not being enough. It's kind of like the same thing with chemistry. It's like, oh God, it was a quote of yours. I so want to remember it. It's something like, love is needed, but it's not.
I wish I had thought of this. It's necessary, but not sufficient.
Ah, it's not your quote.
No, it's very old.
So yeah, love is necessary, just not sufficient. And that's how I feel about chemistry. I do think it's, at least for myself, and I can only speak for myself, like 100% I would need chemistry. And we had the chemistry when we first met. And like you said, the chemistry has changed and evolved over time. But literally, what was it last week? I had said to you after, so I was like, we were in a meeting or something and I was just staring at you. I'm like, he's so fucking handsome. Oh my God. Like, I want to jump his bones right now. After 19 years of marriage. Now, is that the chemistry? Is that the work? Is that the chemistry and the work? Is that both combined? I think so. Because we had chemistry when we first met. but we work very hard to maintain the chemistry, to maintain our relationship, to maintain our closeness. The trust, the compatibility, all these things go into me feeling more chemistry, right? Like when I trust you in your, or if I, just things like that, when you develop certain things and bonds in the relationship, I find that to be added chemistry, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. That's a maybe more female perspective than it is for guys. Like the big insight, and I know I've said it on the show before, and I'll say it 1,000 more times because it's so powerful, that for women, you have to have trust in order to have an orgasm. And I, obviously that's not strictly true, but like as a general rule. And I just thought, oh my God, like that's so, what a powerful insight. Even if it's only sort of directionally accurate, that so doesn't play into the male psyche, that I just thought, whoa, what a breakthrough.
Which is interesting because yes, with my ex, I wasn't able to. And then I met you and I was, and I mean, you know, my ex was a horrible human being. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, that I find utterly fascinating. A key insight that I hope other people will be able to use to their advantage. As we think about putting in work, I think people have to like reframe what that idea is, because there's just negative connotations around that. And I get it. Like we want love to be this magical thing that sort of sits outside of real life, but everything in my life, my interactions with my dog require work and focus and effort. My business requires work, focus, and effort. Getting my body the way that I want it, not eating things. Like everything in life takes effort. So I'm not sure why it's like a black mark against love that it too would require effort. Human psychology is such that there are always going to be these misalignments of the way that we see the world, certainly different personalities, differences between men and women. We're growing, you know, if we're not careful, we can grow in just absolutely different directions. And so there's this constant effort to bring things back together, but that's never struck me as negative. Mm. And so there's almost a dichotomy in the question of like, well, shouldn't it be one or the other? That it's just all chemistry and no work? Or should I just accept that it's going to be all work and no chemistry? And it's both. And that's sort of the beauty of it.
Yeah, I think just the word work has the bad marketing to it. You know, it, because when people even say like, well, it doesn't feel like work because I love it so much. So what does the word work mean? That
you also, do you think the people are really being honest?
About what?
When they say that, like, oh, I love my work so much. It doesn't even feel like work. Really? Because I love my fucking work. Love. I'm obsessed.
But that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of overhead in my life.
Sure, but I guess I'm just going to the word work, that we interpret it to mean something that is negative. And as an example, when someone says, oh, it doesn't even feel like work, that insinuates the word work means something negative. So when they say it doesn't feel like that, they are. So I'm trying to highlight the word work. And that's why I think people get so hung up on it, because it's like, well, should a relationship really be work? Now, if you just use another word for it, then maybe you can help.
And I think my slight different angle on that is even that comment. So it's not even necessarily that I totally agree work has bad PR. I think the reason that work has bad PR is because people make statements like that because they're thinking of work in the wrong way. Mm. So when you think about, when you make this statement, oh, I love my job so much it doesn't even feel like work. My thing is that actually almost certainly isn't true. It's that you love something so much, it's worth the work. Because I've never met anybody, myself included, I've handcrafted my life to be whatever I want it to be. I don't have to work. I could leave tomorrow and it wouldn't matter, right? So even in that position, I still do a lot of things that Jeff Bezos would call overhead, things that I don't like, because they are unavoidable. To get to that nugget of thing that you love, you have to put in the energy and the effort. So I'm saying even a comment like that is blinding people to what is true. When you love something and it gives and gives and gives to your life, like our marriage, that's the thing that's worth the most amount of work, because you end up getting all of this. In fact, to your point about work having just bad PR, if I switch it and say it's worth the most effort, you're putting in effort, then I hope people go, oh yeah, that makes sense. For it to continue to give me these rewards, all I have to do is put in effort? Like, that seems very smart. Now, of course, we get into the second law of thermodynamics, which says everything moves towards chaos. That is truly a law of physics. So that means if stars and cells and all that move towards chaos, we know that a relationship being made of those things will also move towards chaos. And therefore, the only way to get it back on track is to pour energy into the system.
Mm.
So, yeah, people need to get psychologically really comfortable. It's not bad. You're not broken. It's not like other people. Because I think that might be underlying some of this. They have some idea in their head that everybody's Instagram, like, it didn't require any effort. Look at them. For them, it's easy. For us, it's hard. We're doing something wrong. And it just is the nature of any intricate dynamic system to require energy.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but that's one of the reasons I love this show so much. Obviously, I get to hang out with you, my favorite person on the planet. But, like, I don't ever want to be that surface, like, oh my God, look how lucky they are. It's like, oh my God, you know how much work it's been for me and you to be together for this long and be this happy and to come, you know, through, you know, people not believing in our marriage, to having to, you know, me move countries, to being from different religions, different backgrounds, my dad, you know, not wanting you to marry me, to just everything we've done, business partners for the last, you know, what, 12 years. Mm. It's like, none of that has been easy. But it's been worth the effort. And that is where it comes to. Is it worth it? Is it worth the effort? And who was it? You actually interviewed someone that basically, oh God, they said something like they'd gone to a therapist, a family therapist, because they were considering divorce.
Mm.
And the therapist said to them, well, if you want a happy relationship, you're going to have to work on
some relationship.
So is this the one that's worth the effort? And I love that so much, because if you actually can stand back and say, I really do want to have a wonderful relationship, if you can just make that statement, great. Then acknowledge it's going to take effort. And now the question is, who do you want to put that effort to?
Mm.
I love that. So powerful.
So powerful.
And then another thing, actually, and just one more other guest that really hit me, Sarah Jakes Roberts. She says she's worked so much on herself, her self-esteem. Mm. And so now when she went to start dating again, she was looking at the other person and said, is this person worth taking the time and relationship I have with myself? Because it's not going to be easy. It's hard to, right?
Dude, homie,
it's hard to honestly, work on yourself.
That is the question that everybody has to ask themselves, because relationships are a compromise. And maybe I'm saying this because I really find joy in being by myself and all that. Like, my marriage has to always be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, ironically, it's quite an easy equation to work out, but you have to get a lot of other things right.
Mm.
But that's a great question. Shout out to Sarah Jakes Roberts.
Yeah.
Word. All right, boys and girls, there it is. It's going to be both. You want chemistry. You want somebody that you just catch out of the corner of your eye and you are super stoked to see them. You can feel that heat, that bond. But to keep that and to get in, you know, where you have all the different gears that you can shift into in a long relationship, you're going to have to put in that energy. And that might be a more neutral way to think about it. Things are bound to sort of go off the rails and go in different directions. And it just takes that energy to keep it corralled, keep it pointing in the same direction. And so don't be afraid to put that in. It doesn't mean anything is broken. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe. And until next time, my friends, build a beautiful relationship. Peace out.